Radio Daily for Weekend Eve. And that's a good feeling. Gosh, there's been like such a good feeling. Don't know what that's all about. Hey there. Welcome to the 8th of November, 2018. We're the fine folks from geekradiodaily.com. You know us from Facebook and Twitter and all kinds of crazy places like that. Well, normally there'd be somebody sitting there. Well, theoretically, it's an electronic medium. We're not actually in the same room. I don't know if he really exists. Anyway, he's getting to the root of problems. That means it's going to be you and I sitting here. I'm the wonderful Billy Flynn. But knowing you're here in spirit makes it all good. This date in 1804, the first U.S. patent for a separable electric attachment plug is issued to Harvey Hubble of Bridgeport, Connecticut. It screws into a light socket so homes with new electric lighting tech can also make use of other appliances. 1887, Emil Berliner, a German immigrant, patents the gramophone sound recording device. Berliner's device is the first to use flat discs. 1895, while experimenting with electricity, Wilhelm Röntgen discovers the X-ray at Würzburg University, and all of that sounds made up. 1919, the first large machine switching exchange in the Bell system is brought into service in Norfolk, Virginia. 1935, experimental television transmissions with 180 lines of resolution are broadcast on shortwave from the Eiffel Tower in Paris, France. 1950, the world's first battle in which a jet plane shoots down another jet plane takes place early in the Korean War. 1965, the soap opera I appear on, Days of Our Lives, begins. 1969, the first German satellite, Azure, is launched on a mission to examine the aurora, not the borealis, the Van Allen belts, the solar particles, as they affect the upper atmosphere. 1972, HBO launches its programming with the broadcast of the 1971 movie Sometimes a Great Notion, starring Paul Newman and Henry Ford, that I've never heard of either. 1977, the Philips/MCA optical audio disc is first demonstrated in London, England. The disc features a capacity for 30 minutes worth of music per side. 1980, scientists at the NASA Jet Propulsion Lab at the California Institute of Technology announced the discovery of a 15th moon orbiting the planet Saturn by the Voyager 1 space probe. 1982, a New York federal court judge issues a temporary injunction against Commodore International, preventing the company from making and selling joysticks that the court has ruled are imitations of Atari's signature joysticks. 1985, George Lucas files a federal suit charging the use of the term Star Wars to describe the Reagan administration's strategic defense initiative constitutes trademark infringement. He's asking for a restraining order barring the Coalition for the Strategic Defense Initiative from further use of Star Wars in a 30-second TV commercial being broadcast in support of the administration's controversial plan for space-based defense systems. 1991, the first Turing test is held at the Boston Computer Museum. The Turing test seeks to demonstrate the achievement of artificial intelligence. Among the participants are eight computer programs talking through modems and two human confederates also at remote locations. 92, Sega of America releases the Sega Multimedia Entertainment System with CD player. This unit is an add-on product for the Genesis system. It's $300, but gosh, Night Trap was fun. 1999, U.S. President Bill Clinton holds the nation's first virtual town hall meeting on the internet. Organizers expected 15,000 people, but they figured about 30,000 people were there. Clinton answered questions from pre-screened online users. 2001, Bell Labs scientists report the development of nanotransistors so tiny that 10 million can fit on the head of a pin. 2004, a pioneer announced the development of a technique which will allow optical drives to store up to 500 gigs of data using ultraviolet lasers, which emit shorter wavelength rays than blue lasers. 2007, retail giant Target announces it's pulling the video game Manhunt 2 from its shelves because it became public knowledge the game's violent content can be unlocked, you know, like every other game's ever. Birthdays, Magda Apanowitz is 33 from Kyle XY and Lucy on Caprica. Tara Reid is 43 from The Big Lebowski, urban legend Josie and the Pussycat, Sharknado, and of course, a return to Salem's Lot. Masashi Kishimoto is 44, who created Naruto. Parker Posey is 50 from Days to Confuse, Josie and the Pussycats, Best in Show, A Mighty Wind, Scream 3, Superman Returns. Courtney Thorne Smith is 51 from Revenge of the Nerds, Duh. Summer School, Batman, New Times, Melrose Place, and Ally McBeal. Richard Curtis is 62 from Blackadder, Mr. Bean, Love, Actually, and Bridget Jones's Diary. Alfre Woodard is 66 from Star Trek First Contact, Primal Fear, The Forgotten, State of Affairs, Luke Cage. Norman Lloyd's 104 from Saboteur, The Nude Bomb, St. Elsewhere, The Adventures of Rocky and Bullwinkle, and Trainwreck. No longer with us, born this date in 1836, Milton Bradley, an American businessman who founded the Milton Bradley Company. 1847, Bram Stoker, Anglo-Irish author and critic, created, of course, Count Dracula. 1884, Hermann Rorschach, Swiss physicist and psychoanalyst. You're in here with him. 1920, Esther Rolle from Maude, Good Times, Driving Miss Daisy, The Mighty Quinn, My Fellow Americans. And in 1924, Joe Flynn. No relation, though it would be nice to still get those residuals from McHale's Navy. Which is not anywhere on TV tonight. I looked, I checked. CBS, it's a new Big Bang Theory, Young Sheldon, Mom, Murphy Brown, SWAT. ABC, a new Grey's Anatomy, Station 19, How to Get Away with Murder. On NBC, it's a new Superstore, The Worst Possible Use of Free Will on The Good Place, Will and Grace, I Feel Bad in Law and Order, SVU. Fox, NFL's Panthers versus Steelers. If they're made of steel, it's going to be the Steelers. If they're not, the Panthers, I believe. CW, new Handsome Ghostbusters, I messed it up. But it's Supernatural and Legacy. See, when he's not here, and I can't stare into those eyes. AMC, Pirates of the Caribbean, The Curse of the Black Pearl. Yes, the best one of the entire. There was only one. Discovery Channel, Mountains and Swamps on a new Naked and Afraid. Speaking of being naked and afraid, E! Is showing 50 Shades of Grey. Because Charles Grey, wow, that's a horrible. FX, Ted 2, Electric Tedaloo. FXX, The Simpsons. Bart stops to smell the Roosevelts. Mo goes from rags to riches, and no good Reed goes unpunished. Not even Rex Reed. FXM, Kingsman, The Secret Service. IFC showing Forgetting Sarah Marshall. BBC America has a Frozen Planet marathon. Burr. Paramount showing The Shawshank Redemption Sci-Fi Channel. I Am number 4. True TV. The Boogeyman. On a new Impractical Jokers. Or is it The Bogeyman? That's weird. Humphrey Bogart guy. Losing My Religion on a new Laugh Mob's Laugh Tracks. We're watching the Lifetime Movie Network because a 17-year-old girl is desperate to find a cure for a disease that's slowly turning her into a zombie. But her life is put in even more danger when she discovers her boyfriend's friend is involved in a murder and informs the police. Laurie Fortier and Seamus Patterson star in Zombie and 17.
The wonderful Billy Flynn looks at what soap opera's Billy Flynn is doing today. It's your Days of Our Lives Chad update.
Susan threatens Sammy. The chocolate peanut butter thing is mine! Stay away. Abby turns the tables on Kate, and I'm gonna snap me a pic of Kate's slack-jawed, shock and hurt expression, cause Schadenfreude. John and Marlena get married, and Hattie smiles in a dark corner saying, just you wait, excellent. Gabby is alarmed by Chad's plan to help Abby. Can time be changed, or are we on a fixed path to Judgment Day? Oh boy, hashtag Chappy. Forever.
You got mail, baby.
Indeed we do. Hey, Mr. Flynn, about your love for Kit Kats, is it Kit Kats in general or a specific type? I ask because there are some variations to Kit Kat, like the dark chocolate one off the top of my head, but there have been quite a few of them, so if we brought you any Kit Kat, is that okay, or do we need to limit it to just one variety? Well, the traditional Kit Kat is always good. The dark chocolate Kit Kats, those are fantastic. I did try the Japanese green tea one. I wouldn't mind trying a pumpkin one. Cookies and cream seems like it could be all right. The white chocolate, I don't care. But if you can find the one they don't make anymore, the orange cream one, I love the orange cream Kit Kats. Man, those are some good stuff. If you have any of these things, just let me know. We can set up a time and meet and take care of it. Drop a note to get this started by sending it to podcast@geekradiodaily.com, or you could always send a voicemail and I guess leave a note and a number and we'll catch it up that way. You dial that at
510-GRD-CROW.
I mean, just give me a break.
The following presentation is for mature audiences only. It is not intended for children, the oversensitive, or self-righteous gas bags with sticks up their butts.
This is Carol the Cat with the Guardians of the Geekery podcast. Join me, Starnes Lord, the Giddy Geeker, and whatever the hell we decide to call Tiffany this week as we interview local interesting people and talk about geek stuff. That's the Guardians of the Geekery podcast. Find us at guardiansofthegeekery.com or wherever fine podcasts are streamed. And remember, we're not the geekiest people on Earth. We're just here to guard your right to get your geek on.
Hi, this is Granny Mahara, and you're listening to Geek Radio Daily.
Indeed you are, and welcome back to it. So glad you're here. I need someone to take this controller.
Greetings, Starfighter. You have been recruited by the Star League to defend the frontier against Zur and the Kodan Armada. Get ready. Prepare for blast off.
One thing I know is that my allies and I had just obliterated the largest horde of rabid zombies I'd ever encountered, and then suddenly, Chief Wiggum 49 and Halo is my bitch 12 decided to frag me.
It's on like that. Step into the arcade, let's play some stuff. Out today is Valiant Hearts The Great War, a 2D puzzle adventure from Ubisoft set against the backdrop of World War I. Huh. Xbox One, PS4, Switch, PC. Varion, an isometric multiplayer game that requires players to ricochet shots to kill their opponents for the Switch and the PC. Timber Tennis, an arcade-style pixel art tennis game from Digital Melody, Switch, PC, iPhone, Android. Skyforce Anniversary, the third game in the shoot 'em up game series, Skyforce. Switch, PC, iPhone. Astrobreed, a bullet hell shoot 'em up released by the Japanese indie developer Idlevice for PC, PS4, and Switch. Cartoony Cars, a quirky physics puzzle game by Speed Fame for the PC. Cabela's The Hunt, Championship Edition, hunt across 10 states and provinces on the Switch. Tetris Effect, it's Tetris for the PS4 /PSVR. That's VR, it's the PS4. VR. NBA 2K Playgrounds 2, the second installment of NBA Playgrounds. Did not see that coming. PC, Xbox One, PS4, and the Switch. Townsmen, medieval city building management game for the Switch, PC, iPhone, and Android. Noir Chronicles, City of Crime, a hidden objects adventure game for the Switch, PC, iPhone, Android. Spyro, Reignited Trilogy, a compilation of high-def remakes of the first three Spyro the Dragon games, PS4, Xbox One. Hitman D, a direct sequel to 2016's Hitman, once again sees Agent 47 jet-setting around the world to assassinate his targets and features a new solo or online co-op mode. For the PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and PC, bring it to the Switch. EverQuest 2 Chaos Descending, the 15th expansion for EverQuest 2 for the PC. Just Deal With It, a card game for PlayStation's PlayLink series for the PlayStation. Word Hunters, a puzzle word game for PlayStation's PlayLink series. Project Hi-Rise, a skyscraper management game from Somsian Games for PC, Nintendo, Xbox One, PlayStation 4, the Mac. The Golf Club 2019, featuring PGA Tour, PS4, Xbox One, PC. My Riding Stables, Life with Horses, an equestrian stable simulator for PC, Switch, and PS4. SNK 40th Anniversary Celebration, a compilation of SNK games for the Switch. Trailblazers, a 3-on-3 cooperative racing game for the Switch, PlayStation 4, Mac, PC, Xbox One, Linux. And of course, Fallout 76. 25 years have passed since the bombs fell, and you have finally emerged from Vault 76. Join your fellow survivors in the attempt to reclaim and rebuild the ravaged land of West Virginia in the first Fallout title to feature multiplayer within an always online open world for the PC, PS4, and Xbox One. Be careful not to fall out.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News!
Geek News!
Taking a look at the world from a geeky point of view. Netflix is really pushing its upcoming animated shows, and they're planning more, like the new limited series from Book of Life director Jorge Gutierrez that aims to turn Latin American folklore into a new epic. Gutierrez will direct Maya and the Three, a 9-episode limited series set to release in 2021, as well as co-write and co-executive produce with Eleanor Avalor's Sylvia Olivias, and Moana's Jeff Ranjo will serve as head of story. The series, which Gutierrez says is basically the Mexican Lord of the Rings, but hilarious, we'll follow a young half-human, half-divine girl named Maya, a princess who must recruit three legendary warriors in a quest to save the world. Since the book brought Mexican folklore? That's the word. Since book brought Mexican folklore to life beautifully, Maya and the Three is a lot to live up to as it explores Mesoamerican mythos. Joining Maya and the Three, Netflix's announcements is Kid Cosmic, a superhero show from Powerpuff Girls creator Craig McCracken, follows a young boy having his dreams of being a superhero answered when he finds cosmic stones. An adaptation of Ruth Stiles Gannett's children's novel, My Father's Dragon, directed by Nora Twomey, written by Meg LaFave, and it follows young runaway in his quest to find a captive dragon on a mysterious island. With this strong showing, I mean, maybe Gutierrez will adapt a video game with his unique vision, because everyone here would love a show based on Guacamelee. Damn, that game's fun. The CW and Sweet Vicious writer Jared Frieder are in the early stages of developing a drama series based on the Vertigo Comics title Survivors Club, which Warner Brothers will produce. The action is set in a world where horror franchise monsters are real. Twins Jason and Jennifer barely survived a demonic childhood possession that claimed their mother's life and fractured their bond. Franchise monsters? Wait. So Freddy and the Wolfman can hunt together. But I bet a Jason Leatherface team off is a better payoff. Anyway, a decade later, when a new evil force awakens, the siblings join forces with other teen survivors to combat the literal and metaphorical monsters that haunt them. Oh, you know? What about demonic toys having to fight against the Zuni fetish doll, the dummies from Silence, and all for the enjoyment of the King Killer toy in House of Chucky? God, that's awesome. Frieder executive produces with Lynn Goldstein. The series will join the roster of other Vertigo comic titles currently on the air, including Preacher, Lucifer, and iZombie. Ooh, imagine if Jesus Desaad, Gygas, and John Amon work together to spank people with 150 arms as John wraps them in overly constricting bandages and Desaad has a cigarette after. Hope you read those comics. Sometimes we mention something and the universe tries to make it happen. Early stages, but the men behind True Detective and A Ghost Story are trying to bring the cult 1980s sci-fi adventure film mentioned yesterday to the small screen, Explorers. And I know you're thinking, are they casting you in the River Phoenix role? Well, I'm not authorized to discuss it. Cary Fukunaga and David Lurie are teaming up to write a TV pilot script for Explorers based on the 85 Joe Dante film. Ethan Hawke's first movie co-stars River Phoenix a year before his big breakout in Stand By Me. They're friends who discover a powerful electromagnetic field. They build a ship, travel to outer space, kind of like Goonies meets Flight of the Navigator, but in space! It came out around the same time as Back to the Future, so most of us caught it on VHS. Explorers makes a lot of sense as a TV show. A group of kids invent a powerful electromagnetic field, experiment with it, realize it's capable of taking them out into space on a spaceship. They meet aliens, have all kinds of adventures. There's a first season of TV show right there. And though Explorers was set in the 1980s, a remake doesn't necessarily have to. I mean, our new tech would fit into the show fantastically. Oh, and they could have an accident and have to find their way back, lost in Stranger Things. This may or may not actually happen, but we did mention the ball is now rolling, as is everything that we mentioned trying its best to become true. That being said, Katie Sackhoff is knocking at my door. I'm a dreamer. Geeky shoe models. I don't mean geeks who wear shoes for money. I mean shoes that are modeled with geeky interest. It's great to no longer have to be three to wear a shoe with your favorite character on it. Which reminds me, I've got to relace my Green Lantern Chucks. Adults now have more options because Adidas has some shoes coming out based on HBO's Game of Thrones. The first two pairs released are based on House Targaryen. One has a fiery design and the other has a white-on-white design, which makes it, I guess, Daenerys' shoe. Or, if you wore it, you could be a White Walker. This line of shoes is based on the Ultra Boost 4.0 designs, which means something to Chun-Li. The only differences between these and regular Ultra Boost are the addition of a small flag on the heel, which will carry a name or slogan associated with the theme, as well as custom aglets and tongue tabs. The only overt branding on the insole has the Game of Thrones logo on it. Most people probably won't even know these are Game of Thrones shoes at all unless you point it out to them. The black and red pair will be out in January, with others getting released over the year. The White Walks are coming! Because, you know, they're trying to expand all their merchandising. That's why you got, like, the robes that have the capes. How you can even get, like, official Game of Thrones parties catered. Though I really wouldn't do one for a wedding. So that rock, that mysterious rock that flew past the Earth, might have been an alien spacecraft sailing past us using light, according to a new paper. I want to believe. When Oumuamua, which I'm not saying right, flew past Earth, scientists rushed to learn about it. It was the first known object ever to have made it into our solar system from another one. But as they scrambled to research it, the rock made its way out to the other side of the solar system, giving researchers only a glimpse of it at most. In that short time, astronomers established that the object was moving strangely, spinning very quickly as it flew through the solar system, and seemed to speed up rather than slow down as it went. That, of course, means it needs an alignment. Now a new paper suggests that could be because the object is acting as a light sail, gliding through space and using the sun as its energy source. If so, it might have happened by accident, or the object might in fact be a spacecraft made by an alien race, the paper said. Alien asteroids could have brought life to Earth from space. The object might be a fully operational probe sent intentionally to Earth's vicinity by an alien civilization. It's not the first time astronomers have suggested that rocks could potentially be an alien spacecraft. Soon after it was discovered, researchers with the Breakthrough Listen Project announced they would be monitoring and seeing if it was sending out radio signals. If they are right that the object is being propelled by radiation pressure from the sun, then it will be a breakthrough even if it is an entirely natural object. That kind of thing has never been seen before, most likely formed by an entirely unknown process happening deep in space. Or it could just be the Cisco's solar sailing and having a time warp issue. Either way, thanks for dropping by, aliens, and thanks for, well, you know. It's really nice to know those They Live aliens have an enemy. GRD is licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Non-Derivative Works 9 States 3.0 license. Go check us out on Facebook and on Twitter and stop by the website at geekradiodaily.com. Go see us at youtube.com/geekradiodaily. There's all kinds of fun, crazy, kooky things occurring. Make sure you drop us a note. Tell us what's going on. More Kit Kat stories, please. Podcast at geekradiodaily.com, or you can always send a voicemail to
510-GRD-CROW.
Kit Kats.
Right now, I wish I could crawl in a hole and pull it in after me.
This has been the saddest excuse for entertainment I've ever seen.
I don't know if you noticed, but the podcast was a disaster.
What the hell are you still doing here?
Good night, suckers!
I think we need better packaging. We need a better way to show off our product.
Okay, I don't know jack about the 24th century, but everybody out there thinks that staying here and fighting the Borg is suicide. They're just afraid to come in here and say it.
The crew is accustomed to following my orders.
They're probably accustomed to your orders making sense.
None of them understand the Borg as I do.
What is that supposed to mean?
6 years ago, they assimilated me into their collective. I had their cybernetic devices implanted throughout my body. I was linked to the hive mind. Every trace of individuality erased. I was one of them. So you can imagine, my dear, I have a somewhat unique perspective on the Borg, and I know how to fight them.
I am such an idiot. It's so simple. The Borg hurt you, and now you're going to hurt them back.
In my century, we don't succumb to revenge. We have a more evolved sensibility.
Bullshit! I saw the look on your face when you shot those Borg on the holodeck. You were almost enjoying it. You're not the first man to get a thrill from murdering someone.
Get out!
Or what? You'll kill me? Like you killed Ensign Lynch?
There was no way to save him.
You didn't even try. Where was your evolved sensibility then?
I don't have time for this.
Oh, hey, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt your little quest. Captain Ahab has to go hunt his whale.